We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen. You can also use one of our smartphone apps, but right now, here's that podcast on KX935.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Nah.
Welcome to UK Back in the Day, guys. I'm the Ruckus. We are live from the Pearl Street Studios. That was Let's Go All the Way, Sly Fox from December 1985. And for those of you who don't know, Insane Clown Posse actually did their own version too. The reason I played it tonight, though, is because tonight's whole track list for the whole hour is provided by Clive Farrington, lead singer of When in Rome. How are you, sir?
Great, thank you so much.
All right. Can you get a little bit closer to the mic?
I'm on it now.
There you go. Perfect. So, yeah, thank you. I contacted you. Well, you've been on the show, my other show, Laguna Limelight,
yep,
a couple of times now. Yep. And then I thought UK Back in the Day, which is my new show. It's been on for, I'd say, 4 or 5 months.
Yep.
You are perfect for
thank
this show.
Thank you so much.
And you're always willing to come in.
Yep.
I thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us about some of the tracks you've bought for us tonight.
Well, that track particularly is, I chose that one because of the power of it. I can imagine, and who knew, Sly Fox, that shouldn't be the name of a band that did a tune like that.
Yeah.
But I imagine if they ever played live, I don't know whether they actually went out live or whether they were a studio band or whatever, but that tune would have been a massive live tune that everybody could sing along with. And I just love the power of that tune, and that's really the reason why I chose it.
Yeah, great. I actually like that one too, and I've heard it quite often. But again, I didn't even realise who Sly Fox is, but no. I know the track. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
I mean, forget the lyrical content. You know, you can forget all that. It's just such a powerful song, drums-wise and everything else.
It is. You said earlier that you've got a few giveaways, so let me give out the request line, 949-715-5936. You can actually call, or you can text directly, and we'll get the message, and we'll pick some winners. Maybe we'll, if you want to say hi to Clive, just give us a call. So what's the next track? I actually love Action. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, I chose this one because Human League are one of my favourite bands, and I kind of watch the Human League from afar. I'm from Manchester, of course. They're from Sheffield, and I bought all of their records right from Being Boiled and everything else. And then when they hooked up with Martin Russian to produce Dare, that was when they really took off, and Love Action was one of my favourite tunes of that time. I want to play this one for Paul Wilde, who was the executive chef at the Radisson SAS Hotel.
Oh, yeah? You know, I was a chef, right?
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah,
Wilde is such a great guy, and he looked after us all. He did all the staff meals and everything else. So,
and this is his favourite track?
Yeah. I know that he likes this track, and I know he's listening back in the UK right now. I know it's late over there. So, Paul, thanks for listening, and it was a pleasure working with you for 10 years, mate, and good luck with whatever you're doing now.
You're in love, no matter what you try to do.
That was, of course, Love Action, and one of my favorite tracks too. And you were telling me that it's the 12-inch version. And yep. And really, the 12-inch version back in those days, or should I say the remix, is what they called a remix at the time, was just basically they chopped it up and extended it, right?
Absolutely. They just chose a part that was like a cool beat from somewhere later on in the song and put it forward again or double it or whatever, which was cool. That was a great way of... Because obviously within those songs, there are great moments. So why not repeat those moments and keep those moments going? You know?
And I used to love buying 12-inch versions, though, because, you know, they had picture discs and all kind of like marbleized vinyl and stuff.
Yeah, and it's coming back.
But you had to order it, though, too sometimes, didn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Well, I remember listening to John Peel's show. That was my religion for a while.
John Peel?
Yeah. Between
Legend.
John Peel on Radio 1. Yeah. Between 10 p.m. and midnight every night of the week. And I used to listen intently with headphones on and record all his shows on cassette. And he played Blondie's Heart of Glass one night. And,
Heart of Glass, yeah. So great track.
I not only recorded that onto cassette, I needed the vinyl.
Remember those days?
Yeah,
record
yeah. Absolutely.
You wait for the track to come along, you like, record and play at the same
absolutely.
Time.
And then get rid of the not-so-good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember distinctly going to my local radio record shop in Altrincham, where I'm from. And ordering Heart of Glass by Blondie and then taking it to this place called...
The 12-inch version,
12-inch
right?
version.
Yeah.
On picture disc as well, of course.
Oh, nice.
Which has got a picture of the whole band.
Probably
Blondie.
A collectible right now. Do you still have it?
No. No, I probably gave it away knowing me. I'm too generous.
Yeah.
But so I go to my local disco and I give it to the DJ and he listened to it on headphones. His eyes lit up. And then he played it and the whole place erupted, of course. And
yeah.
Of course, I was a bit of a hero then because it's like I had this tune that nobody else had got. And,
well, you know what? That's what it's all about, man. Yeah, getting the one that everyone wants and becoming popular.
Yeah, and that was before Blondie ever did anything anywhere.
So, yeah. The next track you've picked, Crazy, Ice House.
Yeah, this for me is Ice House's greatest tune. I think their big tune here was either Hey Little Girl or Electric Blue. But Crazy, for me, is their piece de resistance, as they say. And I remember actually recording this in London with a band called Underground Circus. I recommended it as a cover version.
Okay.
And I love the original so much that I actually made it pretty close to the original. So yeah. it was what's the point?
It's a tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. But Ice House had done such a great job of, obviously, because they wrote it. And Ivor Davis, who sang it, there's nobody can touch his voice. So I attempted it. It sounded all right, but it was nowhere near as good as the original. And thank you for playing it.
Well, let's listen to the original.
Thank you.
Here it is on KX93.5 UK Back in the Day.
Coming up to 7 o'clock here, and the sun's rising. I'm about to go home. You've been listening to the late night shift. And if I'm dreaming, don't wake me tonight. Before I go, I'm about to take one more request here on Stereo Sydney. Good morning, you're on the air. Good morning.
Do you mind if I wake you tonight?
Is that a request?
Well, can you play Crazy for me?
Once again. I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools.
To cut loose. Montage and KX 93.5 present Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins. Bring the whole family to Irvine Bowl, Pageant of the Masters on December 13th to hear Kenny's hits and also holiday favorites from pop harmonizing group The Shadow Boxers. Local favorite David Allen Baker. The kids will love our Winter Wonderland in the Festival of Arts grounds with cookie decorating, falling snow, and a visit from old Saint Nick himself. Enjoy complimentary hot chocolate and holiday treats with adult libations available for purchase. Proceeds will benefit KX 93.5, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach, and School Power, Laguna Beach Educational Foundation. Don't miss Kenny Loggins at Laguna's most beautiful concert venue, Irvine Bowl, Sunday, December 13th at 6 p.m. Tickets at kx935.com.
That's going to be a great show. And I have to thank you again because I'm not even paying attention, right? We're talking away and I'm showing you all the different stuff that's going on in the studio. And Clive goes to me, that's the end of the song.
It's only because I want a job here, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, yeah. So I'm like panicking, pressing all these buttons, trying to get stuff to work. But thank you.
You're welcome.
But again, at the beginning of that song, it sounded almost like you, so I can definitely see the influence
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely. Ivor Davis was a great, obviously a big influence vocally, and as was Brian Ferry, Roxy Music, and that Brian Ferry had a very, well, Ivor Davis had a very similar voice, has a very similar voice to Brian Ferry. Roxy Music were a massive influence. Roxy Music, I like, just like Bowie, I loved it when they were doing more obscure stuff. I think when I kind of lost them a little bit when they went
too commercial.
Yeah. And I liked the more, like, there's a track off their second album, I forget what it's got, For Your Pleasure, and it's called Editions of You, and I remember playing that in school assembly and it just blew people away, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't even released as a single, but the Editions of You is a great track. But unfortunately it's not one of their commercial successes. But
so you're talking school assembly. When did you first get into music? At what age?
At school, you know, when I was drums when I was eight. I started playing drums when I was eight, and played drums for the school orchestra. but never played drums. I've always wanted to play drums for a band, but nobody's ever asked me. But I was in the school orchestra playing drums, and it is my first instrument.
Okay.
And then I started work at this engineering factory when I'd left school, and there was a guy there that was looking for a bass player for his band because his bass player was ill.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, I'll do it. And I went
out. And could you play bass at the time?
No. I went out to buy myself a bass, and I said, transpose all the songs into E, A, D, or G so that I could play the open string so I didn't have to do anything with my left hand.
Right.
So they transposed all the songs so I could play all these simple bass lines and stuff. And then I got into playing the bass and played bass with a band called Beau Leisure and a little bit with When in Rome as well.
Yeah, cool. The next song you chose is The More You Live, The More You... What's it called?
Love. The More You Live, The More You Love. That's Mike Score, a really good friend of mine, Flock of Seagulls. Not their biggest hit here. Their biggest hit here was Iran, of course, because it was from, I forget what movie it was from, but it was from a big movie. But this is my favourite song of theirs. It's called The More You Live, The More You Love.
I want to ask you a question about the Flock of Seagulls. Did they ever get their equipment back after it was stolen?
No, I don't think they did, unfortunately. But they still sound great. Well, whatever they play, they sound great. You know, I mean, MB, the drummer, they're just so great to watch. All the guys, all the bass player, Pondo and the guy, they're just great to watch. And that song sounds exactly like the record live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? The Reflex, thank you for introducing me to those guys. Yeah. We had them in last week. They were really cool guys.
Yeah.
How did you meet those?
Just like with any great relationship, you kind of everything kind of gets a little bit muddy when you meet them because they become like brothers to you. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to pronounce the new guy is called Chris Lytle. I always get his name wrong.
Is it Lytle or Little?
Lytle. Yeah, Chris Lytle. So he's a great addition to the band. But Russ Sims, who plays drums, he's a great friend of mine. We just did a video the other day. We're going to play the tune from that
we
later
are.
On.
Special. actually, yeah. This will be the first airing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
So it's the first radio station to play the track that I've just done with Russ. So that's going to be a bit of a surprise later on. But I have to mention Greg as well. Greg's such a great guy, great singer,
he is.
And great frontman. And it was my idea to have the Reflex as my band for the solo shows and stuff like that, but because they got busy and then I got busy with When in Rome Again and everything else, it just never happened. But I always enjoy being with them on stage and playing with them on stage.
You've actually played with them a lot though, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Whenever they invite me, I never say no. So it's always a real pleasure to be sharing the stage with them.
The next track, An Emotion, Obsession. Tell me about that one.
Well, I play this. I mean, back in the day, before I knew and before I came on tour with When in Rome and everything else, I didn't know any of these guys. But I've become very good friends with Bill Wadhams, the singer, and Astrid, the girl. And the rest of the band, his son plays guitar in the band and everything else. So
keeping it in the family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this one actually got to number 5 in the UK in 1985.
Yep, just before The Promise, of course. So all of these tunes that I'm playing tonight are kind of, that in a way, have influenced my songwriting, if you like.
Yeah.
So hats off to An Emotion and Bill and Astrid and everybody else. Great.
Animotion Obsession. I think that's the 12-inch version as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope that's Bill on guitar. It sounds wicked, that guitar at the end. I've never heard that mix before, but you know, who knew? Who knew?
Goes on and on and on and on. Tell me about your last tour.
Yeah, we're on the Lost 80s live tour with one of my favourite bands, ABC, and of course Annabella from Bow Wow Wow. And it's great to have actually become friends now with, I was back in the day, Andrew, who's the other singer with When in Rome, is best friends with Martin Fry, and I've met him a couple of times for dinner and everything else, but never really got a chance to meet him properly. And yeah, on this tour, we met and everything else. And we were playing this place called the Mountain Winery in Saratoga, a beautiful, beautiful winery. It's like an amphitheater. And I remember we'd been on, and I go upstairs. There's like three stories to this. It's open air, but this
okay.
And we got taken upstairs to the upstairs bar in a golf trolley.
VIP section.
Yeah. And the sound, ABC had just come on, and the sound was just as good as it was if you were stood by the stage. And I'm thinking, how the hell have they done that? And then I noticed they've got all the speakers up in the trees and stuff. The sound system.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was so well set out and everything else, and a beautiful venue to do. And I'm so lucky to have had the honour of sharing the stage with Martin, who is singing better than he's ever sang. I mean, all of the songs that he sings from the Lexicon of Love album, Millionaire, and all the rest of them, they all sound fantastic. I don't think Millionaire was off the Lexicon of Love, but all the tunes sound so fresh still.
And how long was the tour, did you say?
It was kind of on and off. We'd play one. It was throughout the whole of the summer, but we'd play one gig. They were like 2 weeks apart. We played Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We played Saratoga. We played in Phoenix, Arizona. So, you know, they were spread nicely enough apart. Of course, it's not like back in the day where we were out every night now. I have to be in bed early now.
Yeah, none of us are like we used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you picked I Want Candy, Bow Wow Wow, which is an amazing track. Let's play it.
Yep, thank you.
Now, what is candy exactly? What is she referring? What is she referring to?
I'm not sure. I'd ask the original songwriters about that one first before commenting on it. But she's a really, really lovely lady, Annabella, and she sings just as good as she did back in the day. Her voice has not changed.
She's progressed, huh?
Yeah, and she looks fantastic as well still.
And she's going through a little bit of turmoil, isn't she, with who owns the name of Bella?
Yeah, pretty sad. I can't mention what's going on with her, but very similar stuff going on with me where an ex-member has trademarked the name, unfortunately, and made it very, very difficult for me to do
Isn't
stuff.
Isn't that a pain?
It's really weird the way it happened, and it's just not good for anybody, you know. It's obviously no good for me because I can't actually advertise myself the way it should be advertised.
Right.
Unfortunately, the people that do these kind of things, they shoot themselves in the foot more than they. As well as taking themselves down, they take the original band members down, which is unfortunate. But we live with it, and I live with it, and nobody can take the voice away.
That's the truth. I mean, when you're seen as the voice, I mean, regardless of who's behind you, you are winning Rome to me anyway. That's for sure.
I mean, in my situation. Thankfully, the guy that took over as on vocals for When in Rome, who are now called When in Rome 2, sounds nothing like me. But I can imagine it's a little bit frustrating for a band that
for someone. Well, take for instance me, who actually going to pay for a ticket to see you, show up and you're not there.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a refund. Yeah.
Well, I went to Pershing Square I guess I was a bit curious, but I went to see them. It was a free show.
Okay.
And, it was just a weird situation, but there you go. I won't say any more.
Yeah, that's okay. Next track, Roxy Music, classic band. Brian Ferry, of course, lead singer.
Yep.
Dance Away.
Yep. I chose this one because I would have chosen one of the more obscure ones, but the listeners probably have not listened to heard anything like that. But Dance Away is a great tune, and when you hear this in a club, it just blows you away.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Well, it seemed so cool when I walked you home, kissed goodnight. I said it's love, you said alright. It's funny how I could never cry until tonight, and you passed by. Many times
the classic voice of Brian Ferry. Talking about another classic voice, David Bowie.
Yep.
Space Oddity.
Yep.
1969, and you even told me the label. What was the label?
It was Decca on a blue label. I remember it distinctly. I remember going to the shops and buying it as soon as it came out. It was on a 7-inch blue label, and it didn't have a center in it. You had to buy the center. It was in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Buy the center separately. It was a proper marketing ploy. I love it.
Yeah.
But David Bowie is a great influence musically and lyrically, and I never dreamed of doing a cover of one of it. I never wanted to attempt a cover of one of his tunes.
Yeah.
But then Russ Sims from The Reflex approached me and said, do you want to record it? So I went to record it last week, and then we did the video on Saturday. So the whole thing was done in a week, and I sang it a couple of times through, and that was it.
So this is like brand new. Nobody's heard this before.
Yeah, and it's my... Hopefully, I'm not going to call it an attempt. I seriously enjoyed doing it. For me, magically, it kind of suited my voice. And thank you, David Bowie, for writing such a brilliant tune. And thank you, Russ Sims, for recording it and doing the video. And I've got to mention Zachary as well, his son. Zachary Sims did the video and stuff. So he did the video editing and
right.
everything else. So
right.
Thank you to all of you. And thank you to Russ's wife for looking after us with the food and everything else as well.
So here's the premiere on KX93.5 UK Back in the Day, Space Oddity with Clive Farrington.
Ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule, if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here am I, floating in my tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. My spaceship
much she knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear? Am I floating in my tin can? Far above the moon. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
A beautiful, beautiful song there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So how long did that take you to record?
Oh, we did it in a
first
day.
Go?
Yeah, we did the vocal in one go, and the video came together really well as well. We did the video, the audio was done in the midweek last week, and then we finished the video on Saturday.
And that's on YouTube?
That is on YouTube, yes.
YouTube channel. Do you have a YouTube channel?
You know what? I don't have a YouTube channel, but I'm sure I should have one. But I know The Promise has got its own through EMI Records.
What would the title be on YouTube if I was to search for it?
I would be just Clive Farrington. Yeah.
Space Oddity, Clive Farrington.
Yeah.
We are running out of time really quick. I want to talk about the Hacienda nightclub.
Yep.
Real famous nightclub in Manchester, correct?
Yep.
And it was open through, what, 80s, through the 90s?
Absolutely. I lived there, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I always remember phoning up. Leroy was the guy that you had to contact if you wanted to get in on the guest list. He was the guy that looked after the door.
He was the doorman or the promoter?
He was the doorman, but he was the guy that knew everybody.
Yeah, right.
And so you'd contact him on a Friday or a Saturday night.
On his pager.
On his pager in the afternoon. We're coming up tonight, blah, blah, blah. I remember it distinctly. Before we got to know Leroy and everything else, it was like queuing around the block, you know, and the queuing didn't feel like anything. We call it a line here in the US, and we call it
a
queue.
Right. There's a line around the door.
There's a line around the block. Before I knew anybody, before I could blag my way in and get in for nothing, we used to have to queue up, but you'd queue up in all sorts of weather and you didn't mind doing it.
Because I know. Wearing next to nothing, half the girls.
Mate, and absolutely. And it was just a night. And it was one of those where at the end of the night, always they used to finish the night with Hot, Hot, Hot by Arrow.
Okay.
Are you like it? Hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
That was the tune of the every night, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That was
you know
the tune
that was kicking out time.
And that was the most downer in that you felt really because you'd been having such a great time. As soon as that tune came on, even though it's a real tune that's right up there, you kind of knew it was the end of the night. And then when the lights came on, you thought, oh no, we now got to go home.
I know. Well, you know, the building still stands and it's still called the Hacienda.
Yep.
Although it's apartments now.
Yep.
And I was telling you earlier that that's actually, they took everything out of that club.
Yep.
I mean, everything from the urinals.
Yep.
Urinals.
Yep.
To the floor.
The toilet seats. Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody here. I think more buyers in the US than in the UK. I think that most of that stuff is over here by now.
Well, yeah, it went to auction. They auctioned off everything, even the bollards out the front.
But I'd love to meet somebody who's actually got the toilet seat up on the wall, you know.
Right. I think one guy actually carries a little square of the floor around in his pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because,
yeah.
It stands for so much for him. Right. I mean, of all the drinks that were spilled on it, the high heels, the dancing, really. Everything. So it brings memories back.
But what was really brilliant about that place, it was owned by by Factory Records and New Order. The band owned it half and half with the record company. And it was Factory Records. It looked like a factory inside, so all the girders and stuff were done in that yellow and black and everything else, and it looked like a factory inside. And it was just such a brilliant nightclub. And I miss it greatly.
Gone but not forgotten.
Absolutely.
We got two more tracks left. ABC Millionaire. I'm just going to whack that on right now.
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll say goodbye. We'll give everyone your social media links and we'll say goodbye.
Thank you.
Pounds. Dollar. Millionaire.
Dollar.
Pound.
Dollar.
I've seen the future. I can't afford it. Tell you the truth, sir.
Can't afford it.
Tune.
That was a great track. That's a great track. Really yeah. quick, we have to go. Tell us about your social media links.
Yeah, it's simply go to Facebook, Clive Farrington, and the link to the website is there. It's cliveFarringtonWhenInRome.com. So it's,
and it's got all like, are you on Twitter and Instagram,
yeah, all that
Facebook,
stuff. Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
that good stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
very cool.
Clive Farrington, all the links are there.
So you've been listening to me, The Ruckus, on UK Back in the Day. I've had an amazing time. Thank you, sir, for coming in.
Thank you so
Always
much.
Always a pleasure. You're such a nice, welcoming guy.
Thank you.
And very open to coming into the studio. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Last track. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, I've chosen this one because not only is it from my favourite film of all time, which kind of brought me back to the US in 2011, a film called Napoleon Dynamite.
Classic.
Absolutely. I didn't choose it just simply because it was from that film, and it's in a really very good moment in that moon, just in that movie, just before The Promise and everything else. I chose it because it's my philosophy, if you like, because that's how I feel. Being in the music industry has kept me young, and my thoughts are very. I have very young, you know. You know what? I feel like I was still at school, because, and I think it is the music. I think it's the music that keeps you young, and the philosophy in this tune, I totally agree with. And why should we not? Why should we throw ourselves away? You know, keep young, keep your mind young, and keep thinking ahead.
And for those youngsters out there, you'll know the version from Jay-Z, but this is the original, Forever Young, Alphaville.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Raising our needles, we're getting in tune. The music's playing by the wall. to be.